Implementing the new CRM is one of my department's transformation priorities and is a key enabler of the wider health service reform required to meet our long-term population health needs under Delivering Together. However, it is largely dependent on growing the paramedic workforce, and the full implementation will therefore require additional recruitment funding to recruit and train sufficient numbers of paramedics. The first key milestone in the CRM programme was achieved when NIOSH introduced new evidence-based response targets, and that was done on the 12th of November 2019. While there are some initial improvements in response times to immediately life-threatening calls, overall performance across all call categories will not see sustained improvement until significant additional resources are in place. My department is currently reviewing a final draft outline business case for the required investment, which was received from NIOSH in December 2021, and that will shortly be submitted for further consideration by the Department of Finance. While approval of the business case is entirely subject to additional recurrent funding, the funding required to deliver CRM was introduced within my department's additional funding requirements as part of the Budget 2022-25 exercise. And as Health Minister, I remain extremely concerned about the current uncertainty over the three-year budget planning exercise due to the absence of a functioning executive and the potential delay this is likely to have on key programmes such as CRM. This will undoubtedly affect patient care, and it is vital that clarity on the budget is given as soon as possible. In the meantime, Northern Ireland Ambulance Service continues to recruit and train as many staff as possible within the available resources and to prioritise calls in line with the new CRM.
And I call Mark Durham for supplementary.
Thank the Minister for his answer and welcome any progress in this area. However, the sad reality is that people and places haven't seen the improvement to date. Where some areas, in some areas, you might have to wait up to three times as long as the actual target time for an ambulance to arrive. That's completely unacceptable. If it was a Domino's pizza, it's just beyond the pale. If it's someone waiting for hospital treatment, someone who's is at risk. Can the Minister outline, in terms of the resource required, how much that is and where we are at in terms of securing it?
I thank the member, and I hope he was trying to be flippant when he was trying to refer to the Northern Ireland Ambulance Service to Domino's Pizza, and wasn't undermining the staff that are doing an amazing job within an ambulance service. Because firstly, I want to recognise the hard work and the commitment of NIOSH staff, particularly in the past 2 years, who in common with other areas of the health service are facing increasing demands on their services and challenging achieving targets. Because even prior to COVID-19, NIOSH had been experiencing steadily rising demand without that matching investment, and this has made it increasingly challenging to meet performance targets consistently across all categories. And this was the rationale behind the development of a new CRM, which ultimately aims to put in place a much more resilient workforce, sustained performance against response times targets in the longer term. So in the past 2 years, these pressures have increased due to higher rates of staff absence, the number of staff vacancies, and the ongoing issues with lengthy patient handovers. These handover issues are linked to a lack of capacity and patient flow right across our system. But in the meantime, I'm aware that NIOSH are recruiting and training as many additional staff as possible within the available resources, and have diverted considerable resource from their non-emergency transport service into the accident and emergency response. And the assistance of voluntary and private ambulance services has been key in freeing NIOSH resources to respond to life-threatening or serious calls by providing crews to respond to low acuity calls. I understand that while crews respond to calls, ambulance service call handlers, including highly skilled paramedics, are available to provide telephone advice to callers.